har varit på en hot streak, men idag, today, we have a special guest.
Vi har gått lite international.
Exakt. We went to our grannar, Norge, and our neighbors, Norge, they gave us a very special artist today, Rico. Who do we have here?
Ramp motherfucking Obishan.
Like Rambo!
Bosh!
Başer bror.
Başer bror. Aa, du kan prata lite norsk også.
Ja, riktig, riktig. Lite.
Jag kommer gulla dig.
My bro. Okay, so just last Friday, right? It was last Friday. You dropped a new song, right?
Yeah.
Or am I wrong?
You're right.
Lay Low Freestyle. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hella good song. Let's start there. Okay. And I was thinking, who's the producer, first of all?
On Lay Low, it's JNS.
Okay. The Norsk kille, eller? Is it someone Norwegian?
The Norsk kille, yeah.
Okay, so first of all, the song, bro, I really liked it because it gave me nostalgic 50 Cent vibes, you know?
Mm.
Like, especially the beat, and you were really fucking with it, and you're flowing on it, and that's something that you're very good at, right? You're a very good rapper. You're a very good rapper. That's something, especially.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, and I want you, to speak about the song and talk about the song yourself. So tell us, please.
Bro, Lay Low is actually a freestyle, man. It's a diss track to another artist here in Norway.
Okay.
So that's the first thing. So
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that. But
you said it so casually, Wallah.
Yeah, Wallah, you just said
it. I'm not gonna keep it a secret, man. Are you stupid 100%. Or something? No, man. My nigga, Wallah.
100%. I think I might need to sit down and actually read the lyrics to you know.
Better go deep and then you
Okay. Okay, but just releasing a diss track this casually, man, you're on something else, man. You're on something else. Okay, but does this correlate with the music video you guys are trying to film right now?
What?
Is this for the same music video that you guys are trying to film right now?
The E6 one?
Yeah.
On the motorway?
On the motorway, yeah.
No, it's a new one.
Okay. Okay, then you know what? I really want to talk about this shit. So I was sitting and Akram and me was talking and shit, and then he just sent me this fucking article, and you guys were on the fucking E6 motorway in Norway. You stopped the whole motorway for a music video. Tell me, how did this happen? What?
My nigga, we was talking about it all day, man. The whole week. I was telling all the guys in Furuset, my place, you know where I'm from.
Yeah.
Like, my nigga, we're gonna stop the whole traffic. Everyone just come. How the fuck you gonna stop the whole fucking traffic? I'm not gonna laugh, fam. And then when they saw all the cars, everything. And then I also had to bring one, you know. And that's the one I'm standing on. Do like, ah! We just brought everyone out. And then when we was done, everyone was in shock color.
But bro, yeah, they did everyone. Like, I saw the video and I thought, okay, maybe it's like 5-6 cars that's waiting. Bro, you stopped the whole fucking line, bro. Wallah, bro. Also, Rico, hela motorvägen stannar still, bro. What did the fucking police do, man?
Yeah, wallah.
What?
What did the police do?
Nothing. They didn't do, they didn't make up a big thing about it. They didn't make a case about it.
Damn, that's
hella. We're free, man.
Huh?
Wallah.
They're out.
Wallah, I have no idea why. Wallah,
why?
Why were they so kind?
No, yeah. They said in the article that they don't want to make a case.
Damn, wallah, they hella kind, man.
Yeah, that's sick, wallah.
Wallah, Rico.
Wallah, in USA, it would be dead.
Yo. It would shut your ass, wallah.
No, in Sweden?
Yeah, in USA, wallah.
Oh, well, I knew you say this.
Then we shot you as well. Hi, Rico.
But you've worked. First of all, you've made your first song, Futsenshige, 2020. You released your first song.
It's
only been 3 years, and you're how do you say etablerad in English? And you've made your mark already. You know, how does it feel? How does it feel to any?
It feels too good, man.
I know. In 3 years, bro, you've made a song with the biggest artist in Sweden.
Yeah, man, wallah, you're fucking crazy. Yeah,
that's crazy, man. You know, I was in, you know, when we made V5.
Yeah.
I was sitting in the studio, staring at his back of his head. I was like, did I come here, man? How the fuck did I come here, man? Wow, the way I'm thinking is crazy, man. I'm telling you.
100%, bro. And you should really be proud of yourself. I can tell you, you know, like, bro, people don't get a feature with Yasin.
Nah,
they don't. Wallah, for real. For real, for real. Like, rarely we see him jump on someone else beside the people he always associate with, you know?
How much had Oreo to do with your any success? Because I've seen you worked a lot together.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much
have we worked? How much what?
Had he been a part of your journey? Yani?
No, we've been doing shit for like over years, man. I can't even remember.
Yeah, so before you released music, or did you
before meet Bentley, before every shit of that. We've been in the studio in a whole week, 7 days, just working. No breaks. Just go home, sleep, wake up, studio. Go home, sleep, wake up, studio. In 7 days, we've been doing that. When my first week, I think we did that. Rapping.
How old are you?
Yeah, I just want to speak about it. No, don't even say. I just want to say. Don't even say how old you are. I want to tell everyone. Yeah, look, you. This is a compliment for being so young. You are incredibly intelligent, and I can really see you, like, you really have big potential, man. Like, the way you're rapping, people don't come to this level until they've rapped 10 years. Wallah.
And not only that, but the personality in your rap, yani, there aren't yani many that can rap and have a persona in their rap. Yani, when they rap, they sound like everyone else, you know. You have your own thing, and that's very hard to accomplish. And I don't know actually how young you are, but you look very young.
He's hella young, man. How old are you, Rambo, if you want to say?
20.
I'm 20 right now.
Yeah, and he's 20. He started releasing music when he was 17. What the fuck, bro? I was just,
bro, when I was 20, I was body dog.
See right now, by just looking at your fucking forehead, sway, I'm thinking, how the fuck did I came here, man?
Then I came, bro. Wallah. You're doing a hella job, bro. You're doing a hella good job, wallah.
No.
Man, listen, okay. Okay, listen, Rambo. Now we've talked a bit about your past, and I think for my fugish Swedish listeners, they'll get a picture of who you are, but I want to talk about what's coming next for you, bro. What should we expect?
My next thing, you know, I'm just saying right now, it's coming an album soon, folks. And it's going to be a concert. Yeah. Full album, 13 songs in it.
Damn, all right.
21st April.
Hello. So where is the concert?
Centrum Scena.
Fata mi, lyssna
godin. Centrum Scena.
Centrum Scena, köp era biljetter, annars era fassor är luffare.
Okay.
Allihopa, hela Norge ska på Rambos konsert, wallah.
Wallah, hela Norge.
Hela Norge.
Inshallah.
Okay, about concerts. Tell me, you're because I saw you play in summer, the fucking, what the fuck is the name of the festival, bro?
Adetten?
Nej, Slottsfjell.
Slottsfjell.
Slottsfjell. I came in the end and shit.
You know what I remember, man? In the hotel.
Oh, you stay. Wallah, you stay. Hey, wallah, the demon. Okay. Concert. Tell me your favorite concert experience.
My favorite concert is where I was the artist on the stage.
Yeah.
Fyrset. We have a festival every year that's called Fyrset Festivalen.
Okay.
And that's also in my hood where I'm from.
Okay.
And yeah, that's the only place I take like concerts for free.
100%.
Without Fyrset, I wouldn't be here, man.
Shalek.
I'm telling you right now. Shout out to my nigga X, my uncle.
100%. Shout out to X.
Shout
out. Okay, man. Okay. Because I think it's always better to perform in your own hood or when you see your own people fucking with you. 100%. You know, as an artist, I can't imagine, you know, like just seeing the young people in your neighborhood there and looking at you like, holy shit, you know, this is the coolest thing ever. It has to feel something. Mm-hmm. It has to mean something. Okay, so what can you tell us about the album?
About the album, it's pretty much old school beats, but I got one banger that's gonna make you go in the club like, I'm not gonna expose that one. You're just gonna listen.
Discount, yeah, 100, 100, 100.
Oh, and features?
Huh?
And features? You got any features or?
Then it's gonna be something crazy. Then it's gonna be something crazy. It has to be something crazy. It's Rambo, wallah. Okay, how did you get your name, man? Tell us about that.
Hey, wallah. My uncle. He was the guy.
Your uncle, he does everything.
Wallah, shout out X, wallah.
You know, he took my neck, he was like, come in the studio with me. Then he just made me speak.
Your uncle is one of your biggest inspirations.
Yeah. He also he was an artist too, old school. He had a group called Breaknecks.
Okay. Elisa, go call up the,
one of my songs is also inspired by his songs.
Well,
so it's his beats and
Shalik.
Everything.
Richtig mycket kärlek. So fucking fit. Okay, remember, when you coming to Malmo, though?
When I'm coming to Malmo?
Wait. Did you know Malmo before you met Swayze?
Yes. No?
My nigga, who doesn't know Malmo?
Exact. No, Malmo, man.
Come on.
Well, it's more important than Stockholm, bro. Yo. Många norskar vet vad Malmo är. Oh, wallah. They know that.
You gotta invite me, guys.
100%. Bro, come. Bro, what? Bro.
What means you come back? Where you at, in Poland?
Yeah, right now I'm in Poland.
I'm coming whenever you want me to, man.
I'm home in April, though. You know, Oscar told me, bro, I need 15 people for a music video. And he gave me like one day, wallah, I bring 15 people. I'll bring everything you guys need when you're in my city, bro. Just tell me.
I bring.
Okay, I wanna actually talk about something. So, TikTok is spreading in the music and it's manifesting and it's having its effects and it's both good and bad. You know, it's. At the same time as it's promoting and giving a lot of shit to the music business, it's also, you know, destroying it in a bit. But, and a lot of artists trying to do the TikTok shit and it really turned out cringe. But I need to say that you're doing it very good. It's like...
Don't lie. You mean it.
Yeah, I mean it. It's like you understand what you need to do to stay from the corny shit. And still be an artist and be on TikTok. Have you thought about it? Is it something special that you do, or do you just fuck it?
It's just you.
It's just Akram. He's telling me to make videos, man. I want to make it like I'm having fun in the music because that's how it is, man. I'm having fun. It's not like I have to do it all the time.
I mean, you're just being yourself, and I think that's the most important thing, Wanda.
Yeah, 110%.
Yeah, I think that's why it's you know, people always will always like something when they can relate to it. You know, and if you're yourself, people don't need to relate to your story or who you are, but if you're yourself, they can relate to you being yourself.
Real, recognize real.
Fatar. That's why we're here right now, Fatah. It's this energy, Sam. And that's why I wanted to tell you that you're really doing a good job on TikTok and it shows. Didn't your last song Didn't this song also go a bit yani viral?
The Lalo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Been going good right now, and I hope it's going good when it's going, man.
Yeah.
let's just see when the album comes out.
But is it will it be a part of the album?
Yeah.
Okay. It's so 12 new songs.
Mm.
Okay. All right.
It's gonna be a thing, man.
Before we end this, I just want to say one thing for everyone who's listening and watching this shit. Just remember, we'll do a real episode. I think this is the first time we have a Norwegian guest on the podcast. And it's an honor, Rambo. It's really an honor. Well, but before we end.
Thank you. An honor to be here too, man.
Of course, bro. My fucking bro. Rico, hold on thing. Yeah, no, go on a frog.
Astaghfirullah, is a bit.
No, well, I haven't anything.
How do you think? I want you though to speak about the concert. What can you tell us about the next concert, the 21st?
The 21st April.
Yeah, what's happening?
It's gonna be a mad thing, guys. Y'all just gonna listen to new songs, no old ones. And it's gonna go inside here, and it's not leaving, man. It's gonna stay back. I didn't tell it like you have right now, man. This is
the stage. Come on, YouTube, bro. That, this was hella good. Nah, man, I'm having fun.
Fire on mute. That's what they say, right?
Well, 100%. Well, I'm having hella fun. May you, do you have anything you want to talk about?
Me?
Yeah, man. Anything.
I just want to promote my shit. And
yeah, 100%.
Love to y'all guys, man.
100%, bro. If you have more shit to promote, just say, bro. Just throw everything, bro.
Nah, fucking guy. Hey, yo, folks. Shout out to Furuset. Shout out to all those who have been here all the way. My fucking guy. So, you're ready for concert on 21st April. Love for y'all.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, Lishna, is this one of your first Swedish interviews? Or you've done the... Wallah.
Yeah, that's my first one.
Yes, you know, I really wanted to catch you. I really wanted to catch you early, Wallah.
Give me that one.
Okay, well, I really wanted to... Hey, Rico, we should do this as our thing now, Wallah. Yeah. Every episode we do to everyone. Yo, Rambo, you see what you're doing, bro?
Yeah.
Wallah, you see what you're doing, bro? Yeah. Wallah,
I'm inspiring people, mama.
Wallah.